One FM Talk.
There is no need for you to speak unless I ask you a question.
FM Talk Radio 99.1 KKFT. For Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk.
Live and local, John Potter here at Ridezilla in Carson City. Dr. Schallenberger lives and practices in Carson City. He treats folks at his Nevada Center. He's developed a new approach to health, aging, and disease prevention, which he lays out in his two books, Bursting with Energy, The Breakthrough Method to Renew Youthful Energy and Restore Health. Oh, my God, I love the way that sounds. I'd buy it already. And the Type 2 Diabetes Breakthrough, he's a Carson City man. He's here at Ridezilla. Hello, Dr. Schallenberger.
Hello, John. So good to be with you.
Yeah, well, you're a frequent listener. I appreciate that. Here you are. You also run the website antiagingmedicine.com. And you specialize in increasing the length and quality of life, preventing disease in Carson City, but you probably serve all of Northern Nevada here. And I think it's fascinating, and it never hit me until you said this. We were talking during Fox News. You were in Walnut Creek, California. You're extremely educated. Why did you move to Nevada? Why did you come to this area?
Yeah, really, it was to practice the kind of medicine I want to practice.
In California, did
no,
not
back
let
then things have changed, of course, but back then, you know, the medical board of California really looked hard and down on doctors that veered from anything but drugs and surgery and radiation and such like that.
Oh yeah, it's all control there.
Yeah, you know, if I would give a patient vitamins or, you know, natural sorts of infusions, that was a potential liability for me, which was not true in Nevada.
I think that's one of the greatest things about living in our state. We have all these medical experts who are beyond the realm of traditional and helping people, where in California you wouldn't find people like this, including you. What started you on this whole healthy health journey?
Yeah, you know, it really goes back. I graduated from medical school, University of Maryland, by the way, oldest medical school in the country. And Doc Holliday went to University of Maryland, to dental school there.
Never knew that.
Yeah. And I got lucky. So I graduated with a regular medical degree. I was in surgery and such. And I got lucky, and I ran into, started going to a study group, small study group with Linus Pauling, the famous Linus Pauling.
Oh, my gosh.
In San Francisco.
Yeah.
And every month we would go there, and we would talk with Linus and some of the other early luminaries in this field of orthomolecular medicine. And Linus come up with this term, orthomolecular medicine, which is a term that basically refers to that he believed, and I think he's right, that all disease, all of it, starts and begins with imbalances in the body. And his focus was mostly on vitamin C imbalances. But the reality is all kinds of different imbalances with different kinds of people can lead to different kinds of problems. And the thing that follows from that is, well, if imbalances in the body will cause a disease, you correct those imbalances not with drugs, you correct those imbalances with natural things. Like
drugs just cover it up, right? Drugs just cover things up.
Drugs are great, and I'm licensed to give drugs, and I don't hesitate to use drugs if they're needed. But they're only treating symptoms. They're not getting down to the cause level.
So you're a licensed doctor, so you can prescribe these medications?
Yeah, I can do anything any doctor in this state can do in that sense.
But you favor health benefits outside of this.
Yeah, you know, I think I'm like most people. If given the choice between treating something naturally without side effects that actually gets to the cause, you know, that's what people want to do. Now, they may not know that that's available, but we can do that.
And for what reasons would people seek out treatment from you, sir?
Well,
what kinds of diseases do you treat?
We specialize, the clinic, really, if you get down to it, people ask me, what do you specialize in? I'll tell them, complex medical problems. That's what I specialize in. Now, we treat easy stuff, too. But what I really love to do is get a hold of a patient who has been bounced around a lot with different specialists and such and can't really get to the bottom of their problem. And that's because, you know, they're just seeing doctors that are, you know, trying to help them with pharmaceuticals. We're going to go a little bit deeper. We have the testing facilities. We have the treatment facilities that go deeper and start to correct those and diagnose and correct those imbalances that led to the problem that they have in the first place.
Your books, can you find them on Amazon?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Bursting with Energy.
Yeah.
And the Type 2 Diabetes Breakthrough.
Yeah. Now, I like I wrote the diabetes book because it is diabetes is the classic example of the biggest imbalance leading to disease we have today. And if you people understand how diabetes works, there's a prelude to diabetes. You know, they call it pre-diabetes, but that imbalance is what leads to cardiovascular disease, kidney failure, all kinds of problems. And so that's why I wrote that book, because I think if people understand what you need to do to prevent diabetes, which, by the way, is 100% preventable. You know, nobody has to get diabetes.
All I think people really know about that is not to overdose on sugar and just a very basic understanding of how to avoid diabetes. Now, this is alarming that you say that this is the beginnings or the center of all maladies that can affect your body. And it goes from
most maladies. I don't want to say all.
Okay.
Most.
All right.
Yeah.
So how can, without reading your books, if we're getting a bargain with you here telling us, how can you correct yourself? What's the best thing to do starting today, Dr. Schallenberger?
Yeah, okay. Number one, exercise. Number one. And that exercise wants to be targeted to your particular needs. Remember, we're all different. Everybody's different. So the kind of exercise that's going to work good for you, the kind of vitamin or whatever that's going to work good for you, is not necessarily going to work good for me. Like, a good example is my grandmother. She lived to be 101 years old. Now, Granny drank a pot of coffee a day, took a thyroid pill, and never exercised a day in her life.
It's all in the genes,
so I'm not going to recommend Granny's lifestyle to you necessarily, but it sure worked for her okay. But that's the thing. You got to get to, so number one is exercise. Get that exercise down, but you got to do it right. And so we spend a lot of time in the clinic looking at body composition and analyzing your fitness level and your exercise level so that we can give you the exact right form of exercise that is going to be most effective for you at this point in your life.
And you say that vitamins aren't universal, that your body has to be checked to see which vitamins your particular body needs. Is that what you do in your office with an appointment?
We can do that, but I'll tell you, John, what we're really interested in is what's the status of your overall health? And that comes down to these things called mitochondria, which are energy-producing systems in all your cells. Mm-hmm. So you take in oxygen, that oxygen converts to energy. But that process that's involved with converting oxygen to energy is that can be disrupted by imbalances. And so basically, you come to my clinic, I'm going to measure how well you process oxygen. And I can tell you how we do that, but that's what the book Bursting with Energy is all about.
That's in the initial appointment, the first visit, which you usually do.
We're going to do that to every single human being, along with checking their blood pressure and checking their blood sugar. It's right up there with that level of importance.
Give us a testimonial or two. Tell us about somebody who went through your treatment and what it did for them, and what specifically was the answer to long life for them.
Well,
without names, of course.
Yeah, you know, the thing that occurs to me is a woman I just saw last week.
Yeah.
She came in to see me. She had seen four different specialists before. She's had a problem for 6-7 years. It just won't go away. The medications are kind of helping her deal with it, but it won't go away. We gave her a treatment, which you can learn about on the website, by the way, called TruDose, that involves extracting her platelets from her bloodstream, concentrating the platelets, and then injecting those platelets back into her bloodstream to double the amount of platelets. And I could get into a whole bunch of doctory stuff over this,
wow,
but I won't. But anyhow, she just called me back the other day and said, for the first time in such a long time, she feels almost perfect. That's a very quick resolution. I don't want to promise anybody they're going to get that kind of a quick resolution.
And that's just recently. My gosh, you must have stories. Antiagingmedicine.com. So this website, it's not just sell you something. It's just full of information that you can go to right now and use it to benefit your life. Antiagingmedicine.com. I think this is interesting. Besides the two books you wrote, you created Dr. Schallenberger's Super Immune Quick Start Smoothie. What is in Dr. Schallenberger's Super Immune Quick Start Smoothie? Your website says it's the only one-stop nutritional product available, which provides all the supplementary nutrition, detoxification, and immune support people will ever need in an easy and affordable daily smoothie. Is it still on the website?
Well, yeah. We've been selling it for over 35 years.
You don't have to answer. Just go to the website and you'll see it there at antiagingmedicine.com. Doctor, it's been a pleasure. Anything to wrap up here? A final minute here, sir.
Well, I'm looking forward. We're going to do this on a regular basis, apparently.
Yeah,
so
I can't really wait. I'm going to learn so much from you.
Getting the word out and hope to come back and... I have the largest alternative medical newsletter in the country right now. And one of the things I like to do is, talk about published studies that are new and interesting. So I'm looking forward to sharing some of that information to all the listeners.
Is that on the website?
No, I don't think I put the newsletter on the website.
Oh, how do you get the newsletter?
Yeah, it's called Second Opinion Newsletter. Okay. So you can go to secondopinionnewsletter.com and you can get it.
secondopinionnewsletter.com.
Yeah, we've been doing that for almost 20 years now.
All right, well, check it out, folks, and make an appointment if you are interested, and I think you'll benefit quite a bit. Your full service medical clinic in Carson is on Country Club Drive. Right, sir?
Yeah, right next to the golf course.
All right, got your websites and all, and I guess I'll talk to you next week.
Okay, John, looking forward to it.
A real pleasure. Dr. Schallenberger here of the Nevada Center. All right, live and local, I'm John Potter, Ridezilla. Back shortly, 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk Time. It is 11:19.
FM Talk, Radio, 99.1. KKFT.
In 1858, while running for Senate, Abraham Lincoln became well known for his humor and quick wit. In one particular debate, his opponent, Stephen Douglas, called Lincoln a two-faced man. Unperturbed, but with a sly smile on his face, Lincoln replied, "I'd leave it to my audience. If I had another face to wear, do you think I would wear this one?" The crowd erupted into laughter, and Lincoln won the debate. Abe's quick humor and ability to not take himself too seriously, along with his iron will and honest reputation, took him to the White House just 2 years later. This has been A Penny for Your Thoughts, presented by Lincoln Heating and Air.
I leave it to my audience. If excellent service is important to you, and financing options are too, if you expect only the best air conditioning for your home or office, then there's no debate about it. Lincoln wins this one too. Call 359-1985 for an Honest Abe deal or visit our website, lincolnheating.com. I'm Robert Quirk, owner of Lincoln Heating and Air, and my pledge to you is to make every penny count.
My name is Mary, and before Restore, I didn't have a lot of energy. I needed a CPAP to sleep, and I still would not wake up refreshed. I've had asthma all my life, and while it was improving, I still was on quite a bit of medication. Whenever I'd get sick, it would last pretty long with me. I was probably one of the biggest things is that I tend to respond emotionally, and so I would take things very personally. And I would eat emotionally, stressfully. That was all before Restore.
There are formulas for weight loss, autoimmune disorders, hair, skin, and nail health, and more, all based on the restorative benefits of amino acids.
So yes, Brain Health Formulas product Restore has just drastically changed my life. I feel the best I've ever felt ever in my life.
Get Brain Health Formulas. Call 775-634-7789.
What does America mean to you?
America means freedom to me because we had founders who were geniuses. They crafted a country that would be a shining beacon on a hill. And they crafted a constitution and a declaration of independence that told the whole world our citizens are free because they got their rights from God. And then government is forbidden to take those rights away by a constitution and a bill of rights. And thank God for that as well. Happy 250th birthday to the United States of America.
Need top-notch equipment for your landscaping project? Wharton Concrete Forming Supply has you covered. From the biggest pieces of machinery to the smallest tools, Wharton has it all. Our rental and repair department ensures that you're never left stranded. Open 6 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday to Friday. We're here to keep your projects on track. Why Wharton? Because we have what the others don't. The biggest selection of equipment rentals. Call us today at 775-241-9494. Wharton Concrete Forming Supply, where your projects meet their perfect match. 40 Industrial Parkway in Mound House.
Proud to have switched from liberal to conservative over the years.
The Talk of Northern Nevada. Speak out. 884-9910. FM News Talk.
99.1 and 92.3.
Hello. Hello. Welcome back. I'm John Potter, live and local at Ridezilla, and something very big today. It is free. It's on this beautiful Saturday. Join KKFT for the special meet and greet and rally. I think it's going to sound a bit crazy here. Ohio Congressman Jim Jordan and Republican candidate for 2nd District David Flippo today at 3. It's from 3 to 4:30 at the Sunridge Golf Course in South Carson City today. Admission is free. Just bring your ID. It is 10th term congressman from Ohio, well known to all, Jim Jordan, here to meet you with our next congressman, David Flippo. Meet and greet this afternoon at the Sunridge Golf Course Clubhouse, 3 to 4:30. That is an event. What else? Oh, I wanted to mention this, too, because the way the news treated it was totally wrong. You probably saw that video on the news this week, that Robot Olympics over there in China. That sounds like your thing, Craig. You would probably love seeing that. Did you see the Robot Olympics?
I did not see the videos of the
Mr. High-Tech Fanboy. Well, the Robot Olympics, it was on TV. Network ran it like it was... Well, it's the Robot Olympics, and they have these robots made to look like humans. I mean, with two legs, two arms, boxing. They had long jumping, doing gymnastics, sprinting, kickboxing, stuff like that. And it was treated on the media like, oh, isn't this cute? Look at that. Look at that robot. I can't believe that robot's doing that. That is just amazing. You know, this was all about war fighting. You know that, right? That was China saying we can make an army of these and we can send them anywhere we want. When you take the robot dexterity demonstrated by these robots, if that's what you call them, and you add AI processing capabilities, all of a sudden you have a mechanical device shaped like a human who's a killing machine that can think 10 times faster and better and do significant damage on the battlefield. Carrying munitions, deploying munitions, tracking down and killing people, that's what that was about. That was not like, oh, look, is it this? Oh, aren't they cute? It's about, holy crap, we should be terrified. And we better, you think AI is bad, you combine it with that dexterity, and they're killing machines. That's what that was, an exhibition of killing machines. It wasn't a happy, fun event at all. It's about, holy crap, and we should be terrified, and we better hope that our scientist people are doing some thinking and inventing on their own. Okay, so Burning Man's in town. Maybe I'll tell you the story about the burners I met last night with their lizard, but maybe if we have time later this hour. But here's a friendly PSA for everybody passing through Reno on the way to or from Burning Man. Please don't leave your mess here. Every year, Reno gets hit with a mountain of trash, abandoned junk, overflowing dumpsters that our local news media ignores, trashed parking lots, and people treating our city like it's an extension of the playa. Reno is home to people who live here year-round, and the aftermath creates a reputation that burners are a burden on the community. Throw your trash away. Clearly, Burning Man doesn't provide enough places, obviously, to dispose of trash. They think they can just say, leave no trace, and magically all the trash disappears. Sure, burners can pack out all their trash, which they don't because so much is left every year, but they have to take it somewhere, and I don't think they take it home with them. So don't dump your junk in parking lots or neighborhoods. Respect hotels, restaurants, gas stations, and their employees. Don't abandon vehicles, bikes, furniture, or random playa treasures. If you they leave RVs there. If you make a mess, clean it up, be kind, have your adventure, you're fine to shop here. Just have the awareness of what this community just went through. We're all a bit stressed here and impatient with the fires. Stay out of the car washes. Nobody else can use the car washes due to all the blocked drains and the long lines when you're when your so-called vehicles go. Take all your junk to a dump, not the Save Mart and Whole Foods parking lots, and drive courteously. Everybody is stressed here, and Burning Man does not help. Burners in town just makes everything take longer for us, you know, like getting groceries, gas, commuting. So be good citizens. Just don't make Reno clean up after it. Reno is not your trash can. Leave no trace means for Reno, too. That's nice, you know. But anyway, some things I've read from the burners on Reddit. Here's somebody here. Somebody brought up this subject, and here's one of the responses from one of the burners. Reno is a dump 51 weeks a year. Burning Man art has made it better. The locals love to tell tall tales about what goes on here after the burn, but it's mostly retold stories eight times removed from nothing. Reno is not a hub to anything, certainly not Burning Man. Okay, folks, I'm going to answer it. I'll answer. You know, it's funny that Burning Man is not the only thing that's important in the world, but surely some rusty metal art and transients buying cheap crap at Walmart don't make a community. Colleges, schools, small businesses, radio stations, natural resources, those are what make a community. And Reno has all of those. And back to Reno, well, anyway, I'm running out of time. You know, I could go on and on about this. Pet peeve, wasn't allowed to talk about it on TV, but I can do it on the radio. But nobody talks about it. But I will, and it just bugs the hell out of me, because I am a, I love this area. I really do. I came back on a flight a month or so ago, and I looked down on my city, and I said to Kathy, I said, you know, I love this town. I really, really do. We're going to break for Fox News, and then local news with Greg Neft. I'm John Potter at Ridezilla. Back shortly, 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk time, 11:30.
Fox News, at the top and bottom of every hour, 24/7. This is Northern Nevada's FM News Talk Radio, 99.1 KKFT. It's 11:30.
I'm Roxanne Evans. President Trump calling it the biggest oil deal in history. The U.S. to control a large share of Venezuelan reserves. Fox's Mike Emanuel.
He says the deal secures more than 65 billion barrels of the South American country's oil reserves.
The president says it could mean lower prices at the pump. President Trump is also putting economic pressure on Iran.
The Trump administration says it'll do whatever it takes to cut off Iran's access to the global economy. And now the Treasury Department says it's going to shut down a back door which allowed Iran to access the U.S. financial system.
That's Fox's Mark Meredith. This comes just ahead of the G20 summit in North Carolina. The Seneca Nation firing back at President Trump's Lake America order, calling for it to be overturned. And Lake Ontario to remain. America's listening to Fox News.
FM News Talk 99.1 and 92.3. Good morning to you. I'm Greg Neft. It's our top local story. Recovery from the Hawk Fire is just getting underway. Washoe County says it's opening a community resource center.
We'll have a multitude of agencies there to help with things like insurance, social services, food, clothing, whatever it is that you might have as a need. We want to hear about it, and we want to provide you the opportunity to meet that need.
Washoe Emergency Management Director Kelly Echeverria says that's at the North Valley's Community Center off Silver Lake Road and Sky Vista Boulevard through Monday 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. and Tuesday through Friday from 4 to 8 p.m. In other news, it was another big drug bust in Reno. Police say this one goes beyond just your standard drug dealer and the loot police discovered.
Of particular concern to investigators, a quantity of the illegal narcotics was discovered inside the bedroom of a 5-year-old child residing in the home.
Reno Police Officer Hunter Mercurio says 27-year-old Cameron Hart was taken into custody after a series of fake drug buys. When they executed the warrant on his home, they found a lot.
32 fraudulent oxycodone pills, fentanyl-based, one Glock handgun, $31,792 in U.S. currency.
Hart faces a number of charges, including child abuse and neglect. We'll get up to a high of 84 degrees today. Sunny skies. We'll get more Northern Nevada weather directly ahead, along with more of the weekend live and local with John Potter. I'm Greg Neft, FM News Talk 99.1 and 92.3.
Time to ride into savings at Ridezilla's 4th Annual Ride into Savings Sales Event. This Saturday from 9 to 4 p.m., save thousands of dollars on motorcycles, ATVs, side-by-sides, watercraft, and snowmobiles. All the best brands. And the entire parts department is on sale with discounts up to 60% off. If you're hitting the trails, the water, or the snow, Ridezilla has the ride and the deal you've been waiting for. Don't miss it. One day only. Ridezilla's 4th Annual Ride into Savings Sales Event. This Saturday, 9 to 4. Ridezilla, where the adventure and the savings never stop.
Hey, Northern Nevada, it's time to get back to work. Brought to you by HireMeNevada.com.
Knox Excavation is growing and looking to hire a lead heavy equipment mechanic. Competitive pay, health, dental, and vision insurance, a 401k retirement plan, HSA, and other benefits offered to the right candidate. For more information and how to apply, check the Knox Excavation post at HireMeNevada.com.
Go to HireMeNevada.com.
In times of loss, your family deserves choices made with care. At La Paloma Funeral Services, we can help you plan ahead, whether it's a direct cremation or it's a full-service burial at a church. La Paloma can handle it all and lock in today's prices so all your wishes are paid for and planned so nothing is left undone. Call La Paloma at 775-827-3700 or visit our website at lapalomafuneralservices.com. Our family, caring for yours.
Are you on a residential septic system? Well, Northern Nevada's best, Bonanza Septic and Jetting Solutions, now has 24-hour online booking. Just go to bonanzaseptic.com and click the Book Residential Pumping Now button. Answer a few questions for pricing and dates. Select a time, and they'll take care of the rest. Bonanza Septic is there for you with fast, reliable service. bonanzaseptic.com.
Thank you, Northern Nevada, for making us number one in the number two business.
Beautiful weekend, the last weekend in August, going to be a mid 80 degree event with overnight lows in the low to mid 50s. To wrap up August, we'll be a little warmer come Monday. Cool Breeze, join the Cool Club, plan maintenance program, get priority scheduling, discounted pricing, and peace of mind knowing you're ready for any season. Cool Breeze, your local experts. Sundays at 5, Eric Erickson, 99.1 FM Talk.
FM Talk on 92.3 FM in Smith and Mason Valley. 99.1 FM Talk for Reno, Tahoe, and all of Northern Nevada.
Welcome back, friends. Welcome back. John Potter, live and local here at Ridezilla. Don Cool is here. Hey, Don.
Hey, it's great to be here.
Yeah, well, we met at a speech I did. Was it last week?
Last week at Connections.
Connections Reno, at Connections Carson.
At the Brewery Arts Center in Carson.
Yeah, well, it was. You were in the audience.
I was in the audience, and you did a great job. You sucked a lot of people in with that story.
How many? Well, I told a few stories, actually.
Yeah, yeah.
Was it the Walter Cronkite or the Hubert Humphrey story?
I think it was the Walter one that kind of pulled people in.
Yeah, well, I bond with Walter now because he was pushed out from CBS at 65, just for that reason, 65.
Yeah, and you had to deal with Channel 2, right?
Well, we don't talk about that. The station with a heart. Yeah. Listen, you came here to talk about a place that is very dear to your heart. Yes. You just made a very big donation to it. And I wanted to talk to you because I know this organization and what they do, and I've been looking for an excuse to talk about it.
Wonderful.
This is where, in Washoe Valley, folks, they took over the old Cattleman's Steakhouse.
Exactly.
And right now it's a sanctuary for mainly dogs. Now, what's the story? Now, it's called
CRCCS.
CRCCS. Yeah. Okay, I've been there a few times. Now, the story, the background is somebody quite wealthy paid for this changeover to a sanctuary, but it had to be cats, right?
Right.
So how did it end up to be a dog sanctuary?
Yeah, well, there was one gift given, $1 million if it was for the cats.
Right.
But I think the love and everything around here was more like dog, and it's not dog training whatsoever. It's dog behavior. And so they've helped us with our four white Swiss shepherds. They don't listen to me, but they listen to them. And so I'm learning all kinds of things.
Well, it's more like they save dogs, isn't it?
Oh, gosh. Yeah, they bring in, actually throughout the country, they'll bring in the toughest dogs, spend 6 months to a year getting them so that they can get people out there and get them to wonderful homes.
Are these dogs strays?
And they're all over the place. Some of the sad stories about how people treat dogs, but they really, they're the real deal.
That's what I remember. It was a rescue for abused pets.
That's it, yeah.
But here's the saddest thing I saw there. When I think the last time I went there, and I was enthralled by what they were doing with the dogs. Well, there was this one cat in a cage.
Yeah.
Now, do they keep that cat as a condition of the original donation that it had to be for cats, so they saved one cat?
I would love to have the answer for that.
Okay, well, anyway.
But I do think in time they will be having lots of cats there. They're looking at that as a future operation. But right now they need to build a campus that will draw people in. It's really fascinating to me. It's for dogs, but more than that, it's for the owners of dogs. Dogs are just fine. It's the owners that cause the problems. And they're fabulous at working with individuals that have difficult dogs and teaching them how they can bring them across to be loving, wonderful pets.
Well, Don, how is it any different from the regular dog trainer places?
Yeah.
Why is it it's a nonprofit?
That's
so.
Right.
Is this for people who can't afford good dog training or what?
Well, I don't even think, you know, they would, I think they would shy away from calling it dog training. I think it's
behavior.
I've always had an interest in why my dogs think the way they think, why they act the way that they do. I don't want them to learn a trick, circle around or do whatever. I just want to love them and I want to understand them. This place really has a number of people who are truly dog behavioralists that understand what makes dogs tick. And that's the real beauty, I think, of this
place. I think the real beauty is this is a place that makes animals extremely happy.
That's right.
That's what I love about it. Yeah. Now, I got just one more thing about the cat in the cage, and I still think about this to my day. No, it haunts me because I saw this. Don't laugh, Don. I saw this like 25 years ago, and I said, well, what's the story on this cat? And they said that cat was, I guess, unadoptable for whatever reason, and that cat has spent its entire life, and it was an old age cat, in that cage. That broke my heart.
Oh, yeah.
And so I worry about pets all the time. We humans have not overall treated them, I think. I mean, there are many who love their pets, but the stories of neglected and constantly cats being let out and hit by, eaten by coyotes, and so many people don't seem to take care of them. And this is a place that rescues them.
That's right.
And
So, John, I was out there just 2 days ago. Not the same cat, I'm sure, but there was a cat roaming around. Everyone was loving the cat. The cat was going up to the dogs. They loved each other, and it was really fabulous. There was a woman that gave $1 million, I believe, to make it a cat sanctuary.
Right.
What Kristen, the owner there, has had to do is get all of the county things in place, the water rights and everything involved with making it so a campus can be grown there. It's a little over 5 acres, and they care for a lot of dogs now, but there's great room for growth. And I'm so happy that we are able to launch this fundraising. We have been blessed, so we were able to give the $500,000 to get this thing off the ground and, you know, going.
What's so, the, what's their website?
You know, I'm sorry.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, I'm not the...
What's the name of the organization again?
It's CRCCS.
Look this up,
it's,
Craig.
It's Canine Rehabilitation Center.
That's right.
And Cat Sanctuary.
CRCCS, yes, Washoe Valley and the Old Cattlemen's. I will say this, Don. I miss the Cattlemen's, okay?
Yeah.
I mean, so you walk in there, they still have the old fireplace.
That's right.
That was a great steakhouse.
That's right.
But, you know, the dogs. Now, who works there? Are these dog specialists?
Yeah, these are, they have a number of dog behavioralists, but mainly they have volunteers that love dogs and come out and walk the dogs. Every dog there gets walked 4 times a day. So they're not in a cage. They're out there playing around.
What's the website, Craig?
Yes. That's the abbreviation, and that's a .org.
Okay.
Oh, that's simple. CRCCS.org.
.org. Okay.
Okay. Yeah. Don, we're out of time. Yeah. Thank you so much.
Hey, thank you for
Do
this.
Do they take visitors to
by? Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. It's a wonderful place just to see this take form. And in a few months, they're going to be inviting all dogs out there. And you could walk your dog there, plenty of water, green grass. It's going to be fabulous.
That sounds like happiness.
Thank you much, John. I appreciate it.
All right, Don. Help. Well, I hope I'll run into you again, sir.
You will.
Okay. I don't know what that means. All right, we're going to take a break. Be back shortly. I'm John Potter, live and local at Ridezilla. We're going to talk up the greatest deals on the floor here up next, and maybe I'll pick on Burning Man again. I don't know. 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk time. It's 11:44.
Speak now. 884-9910, FM News Talk, 99.1.
Discover the secret to radiant, glowing skin with Diamond Glow at Hall & Rye Plastic Surgeons and Aesthetic Treatment Centers. Diamond Glow exfoliates, extracts, and simultaneously infuses your skin with nourishing serums. Their medical estheticians focus on the relationship they build with each patient. Reveal your freshest, brightest self in just one session. Book your consultation today at hallandrye.com.
At a car accident? Take a breath. At Carson Auto Body, we make the repair process simple and stress-free. We're your local, trusted auto body shop, located in Carson City, right next to the train museum. From minor dents to major collision repairs, our experienced and friendly team handles it all. We work directly with your insurance, so you can get back on the road faster and with confidence. Call 775-297-3366. Carson Auto Body. Quality repairs you can trust, right here in Carson City.
Creaks, leaks, and clogs can really put a damper on the mood around your home. At Master Service Plumbing, service and repair have been our specialty for 39 years. Sure, we can do the big stuff like gas lines and tankless installs, but we understand it's the small stuff that creates headaches more often than not. That's why we're available 24/7. Call us at 851-1444. Master Service Plumbing, 851-1444.
When Northern Nevada summers turn up the heat, you need a cooling system you can trust. Elite Air Systems of Northern Nevada has you covered. As a proud Rheem Pro partner, they install and service the most dependable, energy-efficient Rheem systems built to handle the heat.
Call Elite Air Systems today for a free estimate. 292-0575. That's 292-0575. Or visit EliteAirSystemsNV.com. Your comfort is their priority.
How's your summer going? Stop by the Carson Antique Collectible Mall and get yourselves a little something to make it through the hot summer. The Carson Antique Collectible Mall is selling great to hard to find items that I know you will just love. We're open every day from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. from antiques to furniture and collectibles. Stop by the Carson Antique Collectible Mall. Remember, Halloween and Christmas items are coming in daily, so we hope to see you soon. And we're air conditioned with free parking.
Beautiful weekend, the last weekend in August, going to be a mid-80 degree event with overnight lows in the low to mid-50s. To wrap up August, we'll be a little warmer come Monday. Cool Breeze, join the Cool Club, planned maintenance program, get priority scheduling, discounted pricing, and peace of mind knowing you're ready for any season. Cool Breeze, your local experts. Sundays at 5, Eric Erickson, 99.1 FM Talk.
This is where Nevada comes to hear and talk about the news.
It scares me. It really scares me.
99.1 FM Talk.
And 92.3 News Talk Truth.
Welcome back, friends. Welcome back. John Potter, live and local at Ridezilla. It's easy to find. We're right there on South Carson Street, 2680 South Carson Street, right next to the Honda dealership. And we're looking at the hours here, and there's just 4 hours and 10 minutes left to save yourself thousands of dollars in Ridezilla's fourth annual Ride Into Savings sales event. You will save thousands of dollars on top brand motorcycles, ATVs, side-by-sides, watercraft, snowmobiles, the entire parts department. Yes, Craig?
I just wanted to correct you. We're between Nissan Carson City and Carson City Toyota.
I see a Honda sign right there.
That's the sign for Ridezilla.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah.
I've been saying all this time, Honda cars next door. Oh, my God. Such a screw-up. And now you tell me, with 10 minutes left in the show.
Well, yeah, David's sitting there pointing, look behind you.
Thanks, guys. Such a big help. okay, back to what I was saying about Burning Man. I just want to, I was asking, don't, you know, leave your trash and everything. But honestly, as a Renoite, I think this might be the last year that Reno residents are nice to burners. After everything we've been through with the fires this summer and, you know, local economy in general, I have a feeling everyone is done catering to burner brats, okay? If they pull off their usual entitled behavior this year, you know, rude to staff at the stores, trashing our parking lots, cutting us off with their weird burner floats that they can't drive while we're trying to get to work, etc. They're going to take every gall darn machine at my laundromat the one day I have to do laundry. They do bring money, though. I was just talking to somebody who saw a couple of burners buy $3,500 worth of booze at Total Wine yesterday, and that is a big, nice, good amount of tax income for the state right there. But I have a feeling that 2027 is going to be a tough year for them. We're not pushovers here in Reno, and we've been overly accommodating while burners have become more entitled and rude every year. Yes, I said it. It's a great thing for Walmart. It's a great thing for Total Wine. Maybe some small businesses, although they seem to be favoring the big box stores. But remember that huge mess they left on the playa a few years back after the big rainstorm? They all bailed, and they didn't care about what they left behind. They even left RVs. So I have to laugh when I hear this leave no trace. Only because of a small army to clean up behind them are they allowed to keep going out there. Or the BLM, I think, would have kicked them out years ago. And I never understood why the Burning Man organization should not be forced to put up dumpsters on the way out. If you go down from Gerlach down toward us, all along that road, it's garbage. And it takes, I think, literally months to finally clear all of it up. Dave, you didn't hear my lizard story, did you? Do you think I should tell a lizard story again? I met two burners just last night. I was out shopping, and
at the dispensary?
Not. I wasn't shopping at the dispensary. I don't go to the dispensary. Oh my gosh. Yeah, burner. Okay, I was gonna. That's another thing. Okay, yes, they like Total Wine, they like Walmart, and they like the dispensaries. I think I lost my notes about. Oh, wait a minute here. Yeah, lost my notes on the lizard. So anyway, we're out shopping, guys, and my wife and I were walking in the supermarket. Won't mention which one, wasn't their fault, but okay, we're approaching the door at the supermarket, and there's this lady and a girl, you know, I presume it's her daughter, walking likewise toward the door. They were burners. I saw what they came in on, and they were carrying a large lizard. People, without regard to these two ladies, who I'm sure are wonderful folks, but as I recall summers past, you see things like at the, you know, hot air balloons and oh my gosh, by the way, that's starting in just 5 days. Art Town, places like that, people will have lizards in lieu of, say, a functioning personality. And you carry a lizard because I'm assuming it draws attention to you. Or you and it have a similar number of chambers in your hearts. I don't know. But so last night they walk in the grocery store with this lizard. And they go about doing their shopping. Now, as you enter the supermarket, you get your cart to the left, and there's a sign. It's got a picture of a dog, and it says something about basically keep your damn animals out of our store. Now, the supermarket's far too polite to post those exact words, and I understand that, but there was no intervention here with these two and the big lizard. Nobody stopped. My wife did lean over and quietly whisper, don't reptiles have germs? And then walked away, very passive aggressive. But at any rate, our shopping experience, it was not disrupted by the lizard. But again, you don't see a lot of lizards in stores. And I think that's probably, there's a reason for that. And you know, as a conservative, I'm willing to accept that reason as possibly a very good reason. So if you could in the future, whoever you might be, gentle listener, I do not take the reptiles to the stores, especially where people are buying food or whatever. And here's the deal. In my firm commitment to offend as many people as I possibly can on any given day, because, you know, I was born a while ago in an earlier time, I don't know if I believe in comfort animals, okay? I do believe in seeing eye dogs. I believe in that. PTSD, dogs help. I've seen those work and do wondrous good work for people. And I know also that there are certain dogs that can sense and smell you if you're about to have a seizure or something like that, that they apparently can be of great use in that regard. But other than that, and this is going to, I know it's going to sound harsh, but other than that, I don't really know if we should be taking our dogs into stores. Now, Tractor Supply and the pet stores, all those places, they're okay with it. It's part of their shtick. And God bless you, take your dog in there. If I had a dog, I would love to take it to Tractor Supply. But they're not too keen on cats, though, which I think is wrong. But anyway, this notion that you can take your dog with you or your cat or your chinchilla or whatever it might be because it's your emotional support animal, again, on behalf of the era in which I grew up, I would just like to say we were so poorly educated back then that we still don't believe in these things. So I know that probably you and your boa constrictor have a very close relationship, but the notion that the boa constrictor's emotional support for you is essential for you to venture outside the home. You see, I am so closed-minded and intolerant that it is very hard for me to accept. That is true, okay? So anyway, yeah, leave your pets at home. And I could, you know, I could maybe go on the studio shows and open up the phone lines asking for bad encounters with people's pets in public. And those calls, I swear, would fill the rest of the show, but that'd be boring. You know, half of Nextdoor.com and I think one quarter of Reddit is dog off leash and attack stories. So They're out there. My people are out there, and some of us don't want to see lizards. I guess that's my point. I don't want to see lizards in supermarkets. Okay. All right.
Well, just to make your mind at ease.
Yes, I know.
Lizards carry bacteria like salmonella.
That's what my wife
says. And a couple others, yep. And then your boa constrictors, it's called inclusion body disease, IBD. Parasite diseases, most notably the one I just said. Several serious viral infections, which they carry often for long periods.
There are stores that will not interfere. And no matter, you could bring a deadly animal in there. I see dogs at Costco all the time with either the phony aprons that people buy online, and they say, well, this is a this is a licensed support animal, but they aren't, you know.
Well, and here's the thing. People, a lot of businesses don't understand. A support animal is not the same as a service animal. You cannot enter a store with a comfort animal. It's actually up to the store. But
they do, some stores do let them in.
Right. But they must let animals in that are service animals. And the store can only ask two questions. Is this a service animal? Yes or no? What service does it provide? That's it. That's all they're allowed by federal law to ask.
Why would the owner get offended if they ask a third question?
It's against the law.
Oh, is it? Oh,
yeah.
I better be careful.
Okay.
Yeah, get a 12-year-old fishing license,
isn't that
David
ridiculous?
Says.
Oh, he heard that fishing license rant. Okay. I'm just here to entertain folks. Okay, final minute. Ridezilla's...
It's aggressive, John. It's a dog park.
Okay, Ridezilla's fourth annual Ride into Savings sales event now has 4 hours left to go. It ends at 4 o'clock. People are saving thousands of dollars on motorcycles, ATVs, side-by-sides, watercraft, snowmobiles, all the best brands, and the entire parts department discounts up to 60% off. So whether you're hitting the trails, the water, or the snow is coming, Ridezilla has the ride and the deal that you've been waiting for here. This is once a year, and we come here every year for this one event. It's the sale that Ridezilla hosts here at their location at 2680 South Carson Street, next to a Honda sign. There. Is that safe to say? It's a Honda sign. Okay, I got that. Saturday, today, till 4. All right, folks, it's been a pleasure. Phil, thanks for running controls in Carson City. Craig, thanks for the setup here. I've enjoyed it immensely, and I love you folks. I really do. And we'll talk again next Saturday. 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk Time, 11:58.